Once you're with us, it's brother and it's family. It's not about, like, we don't care for these things, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything for Allah, and then when Allah's with you, then no one can harm you.
Absolutely. And I've had the odd little bit of complaining, but most people have been so welcoming, and that's amazing to feel and hear.
Like I said, the problems of the West and the problems of the world, how many of them can be fixed with Islam? And even down to basic racism, that all disappears. It's gone, right? You know, fixes so many things. It's truly amazing. And
The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show. This is The Dean Show.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We're here with Hassan Shibi. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, excited to have you in our town, brother. Welcome.
Thank you very much for the welcome. We're outside, just outside the Dean Center, and hoping to get in there soon, inshallah. And we wanted to touch upon something that's trending now, this topic with Andrew Tate.
What's your thought on that? I think it's the last religion on the planet.
You think it's the right religion?
I think it's the last religion. So if it's the last true religion on the planet, then it has to be the correct one.
فالقول قول الصوارم كي تسترد المظالم حتى الأراضين ساموا رسول أهل
ما شاء الله.
Alhamdulillah, you heard the good news?
Alhamdulillah, man, may Allah guide all humanity and use him as a means for guidance.
This is, if I'm not mistaken, probably the most, is it correct, most famous individual in the world right now?
He's the most Googled man in the world.
So
you know,
does that equal most famous?
I would say he's probably one of the most famous people. Definitely, maybe the most famous. He's definitely the most Googled, so that I would say that means the most famous for sure.
And when asked, are you Muslim? He said,
are you Muslim?
I'm Muslim, yeah.
Yeah.
And he came out with an official statement, or not official statement, what would you, did you see the word?
He shared multiple Islamic quotes, a hadith, and I think he made it very clear that he's starting to practice Islam, alhamdulillah.
For the people who don't know, you're actually an attorney?
Correct.
And you're somebody who is doing some wonderful work also at the same time. So when you analyze this, you know, what is your take?
Look, I mean, growing up as an American Muslim, anytime we hear anybody becomes Muslim.
Are you Muslim?
I'm Muslim, yeah.
It's cause for joy. You know, we are obligated to have husnul dhan, a good opinion of our fellow brothers and sisters. And when they say the kalima, I remember the hadith when the Prophet Muhammad was really angry at one of the Sahaba because they were in battle. And one of the Sahaba actually cornered one of the mushrikeen at the time. And he put his sword up to him. And the mushrik, before the Sahaba killed him in that battle, he said, La ilaha illallah. So he essentially became Muslim. But the Sahaba said he's just doing it to save his life, and he finished the job. And the Prophet was outraged. He said, "Hal shakhakhta ala qalbi? Did you tear into his heart? Did you look into heart? Did you see the sincerity in his heart? Who are you to tell what's in people's hearts?" We gotta stop judging others, man. This is the problem with the social media culture today. Everybody's so busy judging others, they forget to judge their own selves. So I think, man, we should just have a good opinion of the brother, make dua that Allah uses him to guide humanity.
Now you're talking.
That's it. Have husnul dhan. And even if he was the worst of people, look, make dua that it's a true, sincere transformation. Allah uses him for good, and that's reason to celebrate. And otherwise, just leave the brother alone and let him grow in his spiritual journey. Look, in America, alhamdulillah, we've given shahada to so many people. And I cannot remember a single time we gave shahada to a brother or sister, and then the first thing we do once they become Muslim is start, you know, looking into their past and asking them to condemn every wrong thing they've ever done and expecting an immediate transformation. No, we support them privately and we encourage them to grow, and we make dua that Allah bless them and guide them.
How about the situation? You know, when the man, one of the Sahaba, before he accepted Islam, he's making the pledge. And what happened, he took his hand back because he was concerned about his past evil deeds that he did.
Right.
Some of them, I mean, they did some, you know, notorious, you know, things. Burying baby girls alive, right?
Exactly.
You know, murder. I don't think he's murdered or buried babies alive, right?
They literally would bury girls alive, as you mentioned.
So this man now, he was concerned about that. Prophet Muhammad said, hey, don't you know that what you've done in the past, you know, Islam erases all the previous sins?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So now, I mean, it seems like some Muslims don't understand that. There was something that's out there I wanted to share with you, and you made something, you shared something with me, it had me thinking about it. You said if Khalid ibn Walid or Umar radiallahu anh, you know, if they were living today, they would, if they accepted Islam, how do you think the reaction would be from some of these
some of these people would be protesting, right? I mean, we would protest because of the bad that they had done before Islam. And then you remember the hadith that Umar, even when he was bowing down to idols, Allah still loved him because he knew his final end. You know what I'm saying? So the fact is, Islam has transformed some of the worst people amongst humanity and made them into great people. We don't know what's going to happen for this brother, but we hope it does. And we should make dua that it does, and we should celebrate that. It's nothing that we should be so quick to condemn. And we got to be realistic with our expectations. And we got people giving advice, oh, he shouldn't speak out now, or he should, you know, condemn A, B, and C that he's done before. Brother and sisters, do we do that for any other convert? Let's be realistic. You know, it's not easy these days to declare the Shahada publicly. I don't think it's something that people do for fame. There's a huge attack against Islam and Muslims in the world today. And alhamdulillah, if the most popular young man publicly is declaring Islam, yes, that will be a means to influence others, and it will be a means. Yeah. You know, and look, the average American Muslim guy or young person that follows him may not be familiar with every good and bad thing he's done. I don't think that matters. What matters is they're seeing somebody publicly saying they believe that there's only one God, Muhammad is his messenger. And inshallah, through that, we see a positive transformation. But let's just have the same expectations we do for him that we do for anyone that converts. Let's be realistic. You know, transforming and taking the shahada, that's a lifelong process. Yeah. And we should support, not condemn.
And young brothers and sisters and people need to know. I mean, obviously, he's not, our role model is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exactly.
The companions and whatnot. Now, he, inshallah, the more he learns Islam, he starts living it, he's going to be mimicking, hopefully, God willing, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And you're going to see all of these things of the past, hopefully, they're going to get rectified.
It will happen.
Reform will happen.
But it won't happen if people are too busy condemning and demanding.
Yeah.
It'll happen when people privately and sincerely engage with him as a brother and try to nourish that spiritual growth. Otherwise, we really push people away from Islam, and we don't want to do that.
Okay, so this is, I guess, something that was going around. This was by a sister, actually. And it says, if Andrew, this is very surprising, so what would you say to this? If Andrew Tate tries to become Muslim or parades himself around as a Muslim and gets accepted, I'm leaving Islam. Says, wallahi, I'll abandon Islam in this dunya altogether. Muslims are honestly the most mentally ill subservient idiots on earth. And when Allah asks why, I'll tell him.
La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. First of all, anybody who says that has likely left Islam a while ago.
Wow.
We ask Allah to guide her. You know, the Prophet said, whoever said the people are doomed and destroyed is the most doomed and destroyed of them. Why this toxic and negative mentality towards our faith and our community? And I doubt that person would say the same thing if somebody who supports LGBTQ rights and feminism becomes Muslim. You know, they would celebrate that. But it's because they don't align with some of this person's past views. That's why they're so angry and enraged. And again, would they have said the same about Malcolm X? I mean, Malcolm X said he hopes a plane filled with white people all crashes and dies.
Malcolm X.
That was
Malcolm X.
Before Islam, before, you know. Islam. And his transformation didn't come immediately. Even after initially becoming Muslim, he still had some very problematic and actually racist views to the opposite because of the racism he had faced his whole life. So it took years for him to reach the beauty of what Islam is about. And likewise, you know, it may take a while for the brother to grow, and we should support that and welcome that, and we should be too busy judging ourselves. But anybody who says anything sick like that, it's likely they've already left Islam. How can you speak about our faith and our community with such disdain and such hate? And how can we not recognize the real challenges humanity faces? I mean, there is so much right now pulling people away into secularism and atheism. And if a person finds guidance and takes steps for it, we should welcome it. And listen, he's, like you said, he's not our role model. We don't think he's the savior of the Muslim community or humanity, but we should wish good for him and hope Allah uses him for good. And surely, if Allah uses his skill sets to speak confidently, he uses his platform, his popularity as a means of da'wah, then that's good. You know, at the time of Prophet Muhammad, we know some poets became Muslim and then they used their poetry to call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet taught us that Allah will use the strengths of people in aid of this religion. He even said Allah will use even wicked people to strengthen Islam. So who are we to cancel anyone or excommunicate anyone? I think we all got to take a step back, mind our own business, worry about ourselves, and let the brother grow in his spiritual journey and pray to Allah that Allah uses him for goodness.
I mean, he already started doing da'wah. I mean, if you look at his quote, he's telling Christians out there when he said, this is why I'm Muslim. And then he shows a video out there. I don't know if you saw the video with the alphabet stuff that's going on and that. And then he says, he quotes an ayah from the Quran. So this is amazing. And this, he's saying, this is why all Christians should be Muslims, ones who have submitted their will to the creator of the heavens and the earth.
Can I be real with you, brother? I think Allah is using him and has used him already as an antidote to the extreme inferiority complex a lot of Muslims have. You know, there's too many Muslims right now that are just afraid to even identify as Muslim, who hide their name, who hide their identity. And Allah's showing them, listen, If I'm showing you people who are proud to announce their faith to humanity, regardless of their shortcomings, they're proud to declare that they follow Muhammad Rasulullah. What excuse do we have? So I really think Allah is using him to push people to, hey, be more assertive in your faith. Again, on the day of judgment, Allah's not going to ask you about him. He's going to ask you about yourself. So what are we doing to grow? And I got to be real with you also, brother, especially living in America, man, it breaks my heart when I see some people, they're prouder of their deviant lifestyle. They're prouder of their sins. If they're a man, they feel like they're a woman. They're not ashamed to dance in a parade as a woman, even though they're a man. And they're more proud of their deviant identity than some Muslims are proud of their faith and their identity. And I think we need a wake-up call. And I think Andrew Tate become Muslim is maybe a wake-up call for us.
That's huge. Most famous man, like you said, most Googled man, most famous man, if you want to call it, who has used what God Almighty Allah gave him. He's following his fitrah, no longer throwing up Trinity, throwing up pure monotheism. And the more he learns Islam, obviously that's going to make him a better human being. The gambling, the debauchery, all those other things in time, boom,
yeah.
Done. People are already evaluating his prayer. He just started.
The guy just started, like, leave it. Just don't expect from him anything different than you'd expect of another convert. That so many people become Muslim, they're not wearing hijab on day one. Maybe they're still struggling with zina, with alcohol. I'm not going to sit there and condemn them. I'm going to tell them that's haram, and I'm going to support you to leave it, but I'm not going to set unrealistic expectations.
Don't
set unrealistic expectations. People are people. Let's nourish them, and let's just wish good. The problem I got, remember the Prophet ﷺ said, "Ad-deenu nasiha," deen is wishing well for others. A lot of these people, they don't wish well. They want to see him fail.
Yeah.
They want to prove a point. You know, no, wish good, and Allah is capable of overall things.
Send him messages of love and support right now.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
And just finishing off, so we are, where are we right now? This is Route 60.
Allahu Akbar, mashallah, in a very busy road in the vicinity of Tampa, not far from Orlando. Just a tremendous opportunity right now for us to engage in dawah for our fellow Floridians and Americans, mashallah.
And this is the future. So we're filming the Deen Show outside the Deen Center. We should be inside the Deen Center. So you got to help us to get the Deen Show inside the Deen Center. And that's what we're outside now. We want to be inside. So inshallah, you can help us and support us here. We're in your backyard.
Alhamdulillah, welcome. We're so excited to have you. And we pray that this center becomes a source of guidance, not just for the people of Florida or even America, but for all humanity. It becomes a sadaqah jariyah that millions and millions find guidance through the sincere efforts that you are establishing right now with the sincere support of everyone who donates to support this beautiful initiative.
Jazakallah, my brother.
Habibi, welcome, everybody. My brother. Look forward to seeing you more often, inshallah.
Likewise. We'll see you. Assalamu alaikum.
We've been told that they're out to kill us all.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We went to the streets to ask Americans about Islam. Here's what they said. Do you know anything about Islam?
No.
Do you know anything about Islam?
No, sadly.
Do you know anything about Islam?
Not really.
Do you know anything about Islam?
No, sorry.
Do you know what Islam means?
Islam? No.
We've been told that they're out to kill us all.
That's what you've been told, that Muslims are out to kill you all.
Well, that's what they say on TV.
Anything.
I know it's in the Middle East, isn't it?
Well, then you're going to have four wives.
Brothers and sisters, as you can see, there are so many Americans who don't know about Islam. We need your help to change that. Help us to build the Deen Center, the first mega dawah center in America. Click to donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you. I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeenshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. And if you like this episode of The Deen Show, like this video, share this video far and wide, and support us on our Patreon page so we can continue this work. Thank you for tuning in. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.